Violin Concerto of Peter Tchaikovsky, the Third Symphony, the Eroica of Ludwig van Beethoven, and the Overture to Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. We'll be talking to the board president, the conductor, and soloist on Monday's morning show beginning just after 8.
And we say hello and good morning to you. I'm Dave McGrath, and this is Saturday Noon Tunes. Noon Tunes is a regular daily feature Monday through Friday here on WGTD HD. And in Noon Tunes, we get to highlight and celebrate the local musical talent found right here in southeastern Wisconsin. And we do that very simply by playing their music for you at the end of every WGTD midday newscast. And we have now added occasional Noon Tunes specials to our Saturday morning lineup. You'll be hearing some great music from some great local musicians, and every now and then we get some of them to tell us about their songs. Today, we are going to be reliving and remembering some of the great, great songs from our youth, whether you're a baby boomer or a later generation. We are featuring today one of Kenosha's best cover bands from the past, the Paul Douglas Band, consisting of Tom Iorio, Paul Dembski, and Mike Sorensen. And we're going to start this Saturday morning show off with two iconic hits from the 1960s. The Mamas and Papas first hit California Dreamin', but first, a Spanish group known as Los Bravos had a one and only hit with this Gene Pitney-esque song called Black is Black.
She don't intend to see me again. Oh, oh. What can I do? 'Cause I feel the blues. I can't choose. It's too much to lose. My love's so strong. Wow, maybe if she would come back to me, then it can't.
Are brown and the sky is gray.
California Dreamin', written by John and Michelle Phillips of the group, first recorded, incidentally, by Barry McGuire. Remember him from Eve of Destruction? And the Mamas and Papas actually sang backup on that Barry McGuire record. Then they released their own version in 1965 and never looked back. We'll take a short break here, then we're coming back with more from Kenosha's Paul Douglas Band.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like.
Jazz, swing, blues, bop, and more is available 24 hours a day on your desktop, laptop, smartphone, or radio. To access 24/7 Jazz WGTD on your computer, go to WGTD.org, where you can listen live, online, 24 hours a day. On your smartphone, download the free WGTD app. In the Kenosha Racine area, 24/7 Jazz WGTD HD2 is available via HD radio. For more information, call 262-564-3030.
In other words,
WGTD's Noon Tunes is where we highlight and celebrate the local musical talent here in southeastern Wisconsin by playing their music for you.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting.
If you are a local musician and you have a CD or MP3 of your professionally recorded songs, we'd like to hear from you and get you a Noon Tune. So call me, Dave McGrath, at 564-3880 or email me at mcgrathd@gtc.edu. We'll talk and we'll get you on the air.
Ever since the fire went out, yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
We feature a song by a local artist on Noon Tunes at the end of every WGTD Midday Newscast. Be listening then.
Look out, Jackson.
The Gateway Radio Reading Service is for visually impaired listeners who would like to have newspapers and books read to them. In the Kenosha Racine area, easy-to-operate radios are available free of charge. Visit WGTD.org or call 564-3744.
And we're back with Saturday Noon Tunes on WGTD HD. I'm Dave McGrath, and we're featuring one of the great cover bands from the past in Kenosha, the Paul Douglas Band. The next song they're going to perform has got an interesting story behind it. Everybody knows this song, Save the Last Dance for Me. It was written by one of the most successful songwriting teams of the early 1960s, Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann. And it was first recorded in 1960 by the Drifters with the legendary Ben E. King on the vocal. And in a 1990 interview, songwriter Doc Pomus told the story of the song being recorded by the Drifters And originally, it was the B-side of a record they were going to release. And he credited Dick Clark with turning the record over, realizing that Say the Last Dance was the stronger song. The Drifters' version of that song, released just a few months after Ben E. King left the group, would go on to spend 3 consecutive weeks at number 1. And today, we hear the Paul Douglas Band in their version of the song, Say the Last Dance for Me. Go ahead and sing along if you want.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. While we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can you feel it when we touch?
The Paul Douglas Band, Say the Last Dance for Me. Now we're going to move into the next decade, the 70s, just for one song here to start out with. And this song is from one of my all-time favorite bands of the 1970s, The Grassroots. This song was released in December of 1970, and then in early 71, it would hit number 15 on the Billboard charts, and it actually became The Grassroots' biggest hit record. And the Paul Douglas Band does an extraordinarily good job of an extraordinarily good song. This is Temptation Eyes.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself.
Lied to You. That song is from the 70s, and I said we were going to play one song from the 70s here just to start out. But then I looked at the CD and I saw this song listed. And as soon as I read one of the stanzas from the song, you'll absolutely know who it was and the name of the song. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford slowing down to take a look at me. Yeah, the 1972 debut single from the Eagles. It was co-written by Glenn Frey from the band and Jackson Browne. And here is the Paul Douglas Band and their version of Take It Easy.
To make your stand, so take it easy. Well, I'm standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say me. Be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy. Mm-hmm.
Paul Douglas Band and Take It Easy. And in case you didn't know, I think most of you know by now, there is a photo op for you in Winslow, Arizona. And you can stand on a corner and get your picture taken right there with a sign in the background indicating that Eagles song. So we're going to take a short break here. Then we're going to come back and we're going to move the calendar up 33 years from that 1972 hit there. We're going to move the calendar into 2003. And that's on the way next.
WGTD's Morning Show. Insightful questions put each week to the nation's top authors.
Those are great questions. It always makes for a better interview, for at least for the author, when the interviewer has actually read the book.
You're such a good interviewer, my gosh.
You really made me think. You really read the book.
Yeah. No other interviewer has really gotten into that. You really brought out some really great points.
Greg Berg holds the Morning Show weekdays after the 8 o'clock news, only on WGTD.
In a world filled with possibilities and wonder, we can always find grace in between the music. Join me, Lily Maselli, host of In Between the Music, and enjoy trivia and music together. For dates and times, visit WGTD.org.
24/7 Jazz HD2 is available on your smartphone. For jazz, big band, and blues, go to the App Store and download the free WGTD app. HD2 is still available on your desktop at WGTD.org and in the Kenosha Racine area on your HD radio.
John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora wrote it for their 2003 album, Have a Nice Day. And here's the Paul Douglas Band. Who says you can't go home?
Spent 20 years trying to get out of this place. I was looking for something I couldn't erase. I was running away from the only thing I've ever known. Like a blind dog without a bone, I was a gypsy lost in a twilight zone. So I hijacked a rainbow and crashed into a pot of gold. Says you can't go home.
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. is home. These are my streets, the only life I've ever known. Who says you can't go home? Who says you can't go home? There's only one place, they call me one of their own. Just a hometown boy, born a rolling stone. Who says you can't go home? Who says you can't go back? Been all around the world, and as a matter of fact, there's only
a million miles away or just a mile up the road. Take it in, take it with you when you go.
Who says you can't go home? Who says you can't go home? There's only one place, they call me one of their own. Just a hometown boy, born a rolling stone. Who says you can't go home? Who says you can't go back? Been all around the world.
Kenosha's Paul Douglas Band, their cover version of the John Bon Jovi hit, You Can't Go Home. Now, in the introduction, my math was good. I just gave you the wrong year for that Bon Jovi hit. It was 2005, not 2003. And that's it for today's edition.